Second Chronicles chapter 1. And God answered Solomon, Since that is thy desire, and thou hast asked for neither riches, goods, and fame, nor the death of those who hate thee, nor long life, but wisdom and intelligence to judge my people, of whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and intelligence are bestowed upon thee, and I will also give thee riches, goods, and fame, such as the kings who preceded you have not had, nor will those who succeed you. Solomon was young and inexperienced according to his own statements, yet he manifests an exceptional maturity of character, especially when we take into account that he was the youngest son of a very rich man, born when his father was 50 years or older. In Mexico, they are known as juniors, the children of the country's elite, young people whose love for brands is surpassed only by their consent and sense of authority. Juniors grow up to dominate the highest levels of business and politics. Solomon did not turn out to be the classic junior who squanders wealth in search of pleasure and fun. His request manifests genuine humility. His search for wisdom and intelligence pleased God, and God, in his immense generosity, gave him much more than he asked for. This is God, so is our God. To be God the glory, for by his effectuous power at work in us, he can do far more than we can imagine or ask. Lord, I recognize that I need you and that the challenge is great. Make me wise and humble of heart because I also want to please you.